This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdahl. By now, you're used to seeing those email marketing pitches promising that if you send in a couple of bucks, you may have the chance to win something really cool. Maybe an iPhone, maybe even a car. Well, this year, the stakes are even higher. You could be the one to win an audience with a presidential candidate. Both campaigns are blasting out emails offering a face-to-face meeting with a political or a Hollywood star in exchange for a small donation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on the year of the eBay election.
If email could talk, here's what the message I just got from the Romney campaign might sound like. Donate $3 for your chance to meet Mitt and his VP pick in person. Will you be that lucky winner? And the Obama campaign, it recently raffled off a meet and greet at George Clooney's house.
This is all about that whole lottery mentality.
That's retail analyst Patty Edwards.
For $3, I can support the candidate, and I might get to meet George Clooney.
Edwards says it's an engagement strategy honed to a science by America's leading consumer brands. And she thinks it'll work. People will keep reading the campaign's emails to find out if they won. Still, that seems like pretty poor payback when the chance to win, I mean the donation to support our cause, raises just $3 for the campaign. But Middlebury College political scientist Bert Johnson says it's not just about the money.
Often campaigns don't raise much more than 20% of their funds in small contributions, but having a pool of committed supporters that they can identify is very important. You're more likely to contribute more later.
But raffling off time with the candidate, like a Las Vegas timeshare, does risk cheapening the message, says Kathy Kiley at the Sunlight Foundation in Washington.
The candidates are allowing themselves to be sold as commodities. So I think whether the price is $3 million or $3, I mean, is this an auction or are we really talking about ideas here?
The campaigns clearly aren't worried. They're ratcheting up these FaceTime sweepstakes as the election draws near. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.